the comments heard on The View from a Pew are those of Mac McCoy and are not necessarily the opinions of his guests, his producer Garth, any one particular denomination or religion, the church lady, Mr. Lemke, Pastor Craig, or anyone else of sound mind and body. Now, here is today's The View from a Pew, heard all around the world on YouTube. Just search for The View from a Pew.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The View from a Pew. Thank you very much, Emily, for that disclaimer. She does it so well. This is our third segment, and my guest today is Larry Dirksen, Jr., an Omaha guy, and through his own relationship with Jesus and his own battles with mental illness, and he's figured out a way to help you, and he's figured out a way for you to help other people. Now, we've kind of talked about that a little bit, and if they go to noshameministries.org, all that is laid out for them. But if I have your permission, why are you qualified?
Well, I can give you all the credentials. I do have a bachelor's degree in psychology and human services. I pastored a church for 8.5 years. I worked with disadvantaged youth, 25 years as an executive in the business world. But what really qualifies me to do this is I'm a survivor of mental illness. I have a serious mental illness. I had a very hard road navigating and trying to figure it out on my own. And I know where the gaps are. And that's why No Shame Ministries' slogan is closing gaps and continuing stories.
Wow. Now, you, how do I say this? You've got to learn every time you sit down with somebody who suffers from mental illness, right? You learn a way that you can help them, and that helps them help people, and eventually that's how you're building this ministry.
Oh, absolutely. The first group, I call myself a recovering pastor. I started for me.
Yeah.
And the more I figured, okay, we'll do Bible study. That's what I know how to do in this area. And the more I gathered around people, the more I learned about what they were going through, the more I studied, the more I saw how God's word applied to this area. You grow into a place where, you know, it's really God's uniquely qualified me for this type of work. And the same thing for the audience. You know, at first, there's going to be a lot of learning to do, but as you grow, God's going to provide and give you everything you need, and we will help you as well to be able to make an impact for those who are struggling with mental health.
My name is Mac McCoy, and this is The View from a Pew. My ministry is not only on radio or podcasting, but see, that's just the delivery system. My ministry is helping people learn how to forgive. And those people that have, I'm going to make a statement, but I guess I'm asking a question. My guess is that there are people out there who have a mental illness, and it's based on the fact that they can't forgive. And a lot of it is they can't forgive themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
That's mainly where I start when I help somebody. Somebody will come to me. I work with women, but I very quickly pass them on to another woman. But with men, I'll work with men. And so many times, if they didn't realize it up front, they thought, well, I can't forgive that person. Or how do I forgive that person? Or I'm not going to forgive that person. They realize that that person starts with them. And men suck at that.
Yep.
And that's why I love helping men. And I'll tell you a little story. I had a woman walk up to me this past Easter. Her husband came to me through another person, and I've been working with them for 10, 12 weeks. And his wife came to me. Now he's become a part of our church, but his wife came up to me and said, with tears in her eyes, I can't believe what you've done for my husband. And of course, I said, it isn't me, it's Jesus. But it's just, they've been married 40 years, and it's the best time they've ever had in their marriage because he's freed himself from being so guilty and shameful about what happened. And he blamed somebody else. And he realized that person probably did deserve some of the blame, but it starts with him. And so that process of forgiving himself. One of the things we work on in 70 times 7 is to talk about the torturers who drive us all crazy with unforgiveness. Yeah. Well, who's that torturer? It's us.
Yeah.
We're the one torturing ourselves. We're the one feeding that wound. We're the ones that are opening up a gas cap in the top of our head, pouring acid in and hoping that it hurts the other person that we can't forgive, when in fact, it hurts us. And that's got to be a lot of what you see in people recovering or in recovery in No Shame Ministries.
Oh, absolutely. So much wounding. You know, parents maybe that weren't what they could have or should have been to us when we were young, people who have hurt us, traumatized us, those of us who were raised in difficult circumstances and maybe made some bad choices, and we have a hard time forgiving ourselves for doing so. But I always like to say, if Jesus died on the cross for us and forgave us of all of our sins, who are we not to forgive ourselves?
That's right. That's exactly right. You are so on target. Why did Jesus die? So we would be forgiven. He set the standard. And then he challenged us. By the way, I'll forgive you the way you forgive others.
Right. And in love, relationship, yep. Joy... it's the power to be free. Yeah. It's the power to live and let the fruit of the Spirit play out in our lives. But it only happens when we forgive ourselves and we let God just create that freedom in us.
Larry Dirksen has been my guest here today. We've produced three segments on this, and you'll find those on any one of our podcast sites or YouTube, or we're now on... we're now on Roku television, so you can also get us there. I thank you very much for coming in. I'd like you to come back sometime and bring somebody that has worked with this program through you.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can be anonymous if they want. We can turn the cameras off. I can't change their voice. I don't have that much equipment. But advertising. I guess I'm just going to say that. The best advertising is always someone who's done what you've asked them to do, and they've discovered that it works.
I've got someone in mind. I'll bring somebody who, when he started No Shame, I'd go to his house, and he was laying on the ground, convulsing, and blurting things out, and now he's leading one of our small groups. So yeah. he'll have a great testimony to share.
I'd like to meet him. All right, it is called NoShameMinistries.org. I don't know how you feel after listening to Larry, but I know that God has introduced me now to somebody that can help me with my ministry, and I am asking Larry to put me through this training. And by the way, we didn't talk about this. This was not the reason you came on, but you convinced me. I'm blessed by hearing your story and how you're helping other people, and I want to be a part of that. So thank you very much. I'm Mac McCoy. If I have not told you lately, I love my job, and I simply couldn't do it without you. I also couldn't do it without Divine Truth Christian Store. They do have bricks and mortar here in Omaha, 84th and Harrison, but they also have a great online presence, so look them up, DivineTruthChristian.com.